So I welcome you, Your Grace, Father Stephen, brothers, I welcome you all to Southern California. Beloved brother in Christ, Bishop Michael and Reverend clergy, it is with great joy that I welcome you all to this 17th annual clergy seminar of the Diocese of Los Angeles and the West. I am pleased to be with you and look forward to a spiritually uplifting time together. I would like to welcome our guest speakers for this seminar, my beloved brother in Christ, His Grace, Bishop Michael, Bishop of New York and the Diocese of New York and New Jersey of the Orthodox Church in America, and the rector of St. Tikhon's Orthodox Theological Seminary. We also welcome the very Reverend Stephen Wojtowicz, the Dean of St. Tikhon's Orthodox Theological Seminary. We are most pleased and honored to have them with us as guest speakers. Our theme for this seminar is practical issues in the life of an Orthodox priest. Our purpose is to share experiences, discuss important issues, and most of all, to uplift each other by our common goal as pastors to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people in such a way as to transform their lives forever in a positive and loving way. It is no secret that the culture that we live in is not one which embraces the teachings of the Holy Orthodox Church, but rather seeks to encourage people to be happy by doing anything that feels good. This is not cause for us to despair. On the contrary, people are desperately seeking what the Orthodox faith has to offer, but they do not realize it yet. In chapter 4 of his book, The Lenten Spring, Father Thomas Hopko says the following about our separation from God, and I quote, "People feel unhappy and they don't know why. They feel that something is wrong, but they cannot put their finger on what. They feel uneasy in the world, confused and frustrated, alienated and estranged, and they cannot explain it. They have everything, yet they want more. And when they get more, they are still left empty and dissatisfied. They want happiness and peace, but nothing seems to bring it. They want fulfillment, but it never seems to come. Everything is fine, and yet everything is wrong. In America, this is almost a national disease. It is covered over by frantic activity and endless running around. It is buried in activities and events. It is drowned out by television programs and video games. But when the movement stops and the power is turned off and everything is quiet, then the dread sets in, and the meaninglessness of it all, and the boredom and the fear. Why is this so? Because the church tells us that we are really not at home. We are alienated and estranged from our true country. We are not with God in the land of the living. We are spiritually sick, and some of us are already dead. End of quote. It is indeed our challenge as Orthodox pastors to bring people home to God. But this will not happen because we preach the gospel alone. It is happen because we live the gospel and because we relate to people in the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ relates to people, with love, care, compassion, forgiveness, and enthusiasm. It will not happen if we judge, since our Lord cautioned us strongly against being judgmental. It will not happen because we dwell only on the theory of God, but because we encourage people to experience God and to build a close and trusting relationship with Him. We face many difficult practical challenges as we pursue our ministry, and I am sure that many of these will be discussed over the next several days. We will counsel our young people as they try to make sense out of the conflict between the popular culture, which teaches them to do what feels good, and their faith, which teaches them to strive for purity, honesty, and humility. We will hear confessions and try to bring the wisdom, love, and forgiveness of our Lord to people who are struggling with repentance. We will minister to married couples who are trying to put aside all selfishness and pridefulness in order to embrace sacrifice and true spiritual struggle in their marriage. We will interact with parish councils who may not understand their true role in the church. Choirs which do not always achieve perfection in their singing, and issues of money and the church. For those who are married with children, you will strive to balance the large demands on your time from your flock with the need to be a good husband to your wife and a good father to your children. Finally, let me leave you with two teachings from saints of the church. First, from the most recently glorified saint of the Orthodox Church, Saint Paisios of Mount Athos, who says the following regarding the need for the priest to be present for his people. I quote, "A priest can never shut his door to people. He is a grave responsibility. Some people are desperate, others sick and in need. Some are dying. He must accept everyone, go wherever he is needed. A priest cannot deny his help. Souls are in danger, and he must be there to help them. For if he leaves them helpless and God takes them unprepared, will he not be held responsible?" Finally, Allow me to leave you with the most brilliant words of St. John Chrysostom as he speaks about the true place of the priest and his ministry. I quote, "The work of the priesthood is done on earth, but is ranked among heavenly ordinances. And this is only right, for no man, no angel, no archangel, no other created power, but the Comforter himself ordained this succession and persuaded men while still remaining in the flesh to represent the ministry of angels." End of quote. I urge you, brothers, I urge you all to make the most out of this opportunity which you have been given. Be fully present to the scheduled talks, to our praying together, and to the fellowship with others, with each other, which is truly precious. May our gracious and loving Lord watch over you and guide you as you pursue the awesome responsibility which has been given to you to be the representative of our Lord Jesus Christ on this earth.